And we're back for another Revealing Better Results show, number 76. My name's Garland McLaughlin, and we have a special guest with us on the show today. You know, I'm really excited to have him, Mr. Dustin Miller. And today's show is being sponsored by Exquisite Conglomerate Communications and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Visit EPRN and sign up to listen to the latest network podcasts. And Dustin, glad to have you on the show today. How you doing? You're the poly innovator.
Glad to be here. Yeah.
And everyone's excited to hear, you know, what you have to say. I'm excited to hear, you know, about your 400 micro certifications and putting everything together in this poly innovation platform. You know,
well, I'll start off by saying I don't have 400 certifications. I was taking 400 discrepancy there. I want to make sure I don't get too boastful.
Yeah, but it's possible through your platform. You know, you have everything linked up. So you know, it would take a lifetime to do, but you know, just to have a number like that. For the amount of, you know, amount of teaching that you can do with your platform. Now, your platform is geared toward self-directed learning. Now, explain a little bit about that, about, you know, self-education, self-development, self-improvement, and you know how it's, you know, all come into play in your journey with Poly Innovation.
So Poly Innovator is my personal brand built around this idea of becoming a polymath of innovation. There's no particular degree for that, and so when I was looking for a way to pursue my own self-education or even just any education at all, I looked for degrees from all over the world, many different universities. None of them really fit the criteria that I had for myself. So I decided to just go on to Coursera, edX, FutureLearn, every single learning platform I could find, including even entrepreneurs courses as well, and collect a list of courses. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the 400 before. I have cut it down since then because, obviously, like you said, it would take a long time to get to that point. And I was thinking about it. When I started doing it, I first taught myself how to learn. And I think that's a real key point there, is that you have to learn how to retain the knowledge, how to absorb quickly, as well as, for example, speed reading or listening to videos and podcasts at a higher rate, that kind of thing.
Okay. Oh, wow, speed reading as well. Now, you know, you say your platform is for the autodidactic learner. Now, did you have to even get some learning on your own on, you know, being able to translate what that means for you and how you're going to go about, you know, helping others be able to learn in that way?
For sure. And I think a lot of it comes down to is I'm still building the platform. I want to make sure that's clear as well, because it's one of those things where I wanted to create an education revolution in a way, which that doesn't come too quickly. And so what I've been doing is developing this self-education system, and not just beyond that too. We talked about self-development and self-improvement, and a lot of people will think, oh, well, they're all one and the same. But the difference between them is pretty remarkable.
Yeah,
where you have, you have the foundation of self-education, something that you're learning, gaining the skill. You have the consistency of your habits and building systems with self-improvement. Think like the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. And then on top of that, the self-development, which is the exponential factor.
Right, right. Yeah, so once you reach that self-development and, you know, you have a clarity about that, you'll be able to, you know, expand your horizons exponentially. You know, that's the goal.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, definitely.
All right. Now, you know, it's a very interesting platform, and how do you go about, you know, monetizing all of this? You know, what's a fair value, you'd say, for the amount of learning that you provide to people with your platform?
Well, let's point out for the fact that it's more of a system rather than a platform at this particular point. I haven't had the coding experience to develop the tool per se, but I've been developing the systems framework through building, for example, a self-e-development course, which is like a mini course that I use as a lead magnet, if you want to use the marketing term, to bring people in and get a feel for it and learn how to learn and learn to be autodidactic. Because we're learners by nature. Human beings love to learn and get to have that neuroplasticity in the brain. And you can't do that without having the ideas behind it, understanding what to do first. So the monetization is actually something I've been struggling with for a while, because I don't necessarily want to charge for something like this at this point. I want to focus more on providing that system to people and understanding, hey, we can actually make a change in education and decide how we learn. So one of the cool things about it, it's a concept I've been talking about a lot with my content called skill tree-based learning, which is based off of a gaming concept where if you play a video game, such as Spider-Man, for example, there's a skill tree within that game. You go down the web-slinging or the fighting path or the chemistry path, and whatever path you choose, you gain more skills in that area. And if we were to apply that concept to education, and in this case the modular education framework that we're discussing here, you can choose your own pathway. That's the ideal tool that I want to build, either down the line with AI or with digital mentors or even peer-based learning, so a community aspect behind it. So it's more, I guess you could say, bigger picture than it is detail-oriented and monetization-oriented.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. But in the long run, you know, you're going to have to monetize it in some type of way, even if it's, you know, a small subscription fee or something, just to keep it going. Because, you know, you want to see the full potential of what the system can do integrated into, you know, bigger platforms. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, have you had a chance to, you know, integrate Poly Innovator with any like social platform like Facebook or, you know, Instagram, with any of your teaching methods?
I'm not sure if I understand the question you're meaning. Poly Innovator is just simply my personal brand. It's the umbrella of which I work on each of these projects. So the modular education framework that we're talking about here is a subset of the Poly Innovator kind of brand.
Okay. Well, do you use social for your own personal brand?
Yeah. So I have an omni-channel presence. So in fact, my main series that I build on, and we talked about monetization, which I plan on using more along the lines of courses, books, and merchandise to be the more source of income for the brand, which will also fuel the modular education framework as well.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break here on Revealing Better Results. This is show number 76. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, and stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
space, the final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
Yeah. Yo. Amazingly, none of y'all amazing me, you over-rhyme. I put in work and overtime and overtime and undertime. What I write, y'all should highlight and underline and keep your ear to what I'm vibing to. It ain't about what you driving, but what's driving you. And if you fit that description, I'm describing you. And this shit that we did, y'all still trying to do. Y'all still trying to do. Stop looking funny at us, cause we correct with the money matters. Young white kids is throwing money at us. If you from hard times, all money really matters. We all living, but we borrow today. I write stories of tomorrow today. Follow the way, or pack it in and call it a day. And get jerked for a day's work. I grab the mic and leave the stage twerk. You pop the stage dirt, got injured and stayed hurt. What?
Tell me.
Get my point across clear.
I'm asking the questions.
Check the word like white because it's real.
See, I woo-woo in 2050, 360, Tim's crispy, 100 proof like whiskey. Workaholic, don't need a day off, looking for that big payoff. Still bringing the order to the chaos. You way off, see that mic stay off. Above 500, still can't make the playoff. Me, I won't break, but I will bend. And keep an eye on you suckers and throw caution to the wind. Boston to the end, all my sons and daughter. On my way across the border, fuck America's law and order. Nights are longer, days are shorter. Can't make a call for a quarter, gotta pay for water. You niggas better stop bubbling in these years of the Republicans, cause drug sentences is doubling. What I do shouldn't concern you. When they burn you and turn they back, who y'all turn to? Huh?
Get my point across clear.
You don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I gotta keep that black soul in me. Went from so few to so many. Empty spaces to fill these holes in me. I don't need no more weed or henny. If I flow, flow with me, roll with me and reach your goals with me. Boss and thugs wanna test me like the MCAS. If I let them last, every day could be my last. Retire when the fire get from under my ass. I'm inspired by my wondrous past. You can't get it, got to earn hard. Or hit the wall like Dale Earnhardt. Like when I fish, I think, look what the worm caught. You far from the term heart, but love to talk a lot. You should be ashamed and shot. From triple A's to the majors to claim your spot. In your head to train your thought. 11 years and still remain this hot. Now I'm on the roster, puffing L's in the pan with the rosters. What does the price of life cost us?
Tell me.
Get my point across clear.
I'm asking the questions.
Check the word like white because it's real.
To get my point across clear. To get my point across clear. To get my point across clear.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
We're back here with show number 76 on Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we're talking with Mr. Dustin Miller. And he is the Poly Innovator. And we're going to dive right into some questions, you know, regarding some of his personal endeavors and, you know, what he's achieved in such a short period of time and, you know, his future goals as well. You know, so, you know, give our listeners a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah. So I created Poly Innovator as a way to build my personal brand and as a foundation for all the careers that I want to work towards. So again, the Poly Innovator idea is the idea behind a polymath of innovation. And so I wanted to be able to make a change in the world through innovative pursuits. And so we talked about earlier the modular education framework, which is my pursuit in making an innovation in education. So there's down the line, I would like to work more towards in smart cities. And so my personal endeavor started from this building this personal brand.
Okay. Wow. Well, it's quite impressive. And, you know, where do you plan on taking your personal brand? How far do you plan on making it reach?
Well, I don't plan on stopping it until the day I die, so to speak. I think that even if I'm 99 years old and on my 100th birthday, I'll still be making content for Poly Innovator in some shape or form.
Okay. Well, is your family supportive of what you're doing? You know, who are your brand loyalists?
Well, I've gathered some people online, which I think is really cool. That there's a lot of other polymathic individuals that are really resonating with the content, and I can talk about the series that I do here in a bit. But for family-wise, my family's always been pretty supportive of my entrepreneurial pursuits.
Great.
Of course, people like my grandmother, who is in that boomer generation, they always think that, oh, if you go to college, get a degree, get a full-time job, and work that specialist route. But as someone who's always been kind of a jack-of-all-trades or generalist, I never felt that was very me in a way.
Okay. Well, do you mind me asking your age?
Yeah, I'm 25. Actually, this time 25 on the 1st of this month.
25? Okay. Wow. You are really ahead of the curve at 25. So
there's a lot of self-awareness, I think, there, not to sound boastful or something like that, but it does take a lot of self-reflection to know what you want and try to go after it, too.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you know the direction you want to go, and I wish you well. Is there anything that else that you would like to add and share with our listeners?
For sure.
You know, give them your contact info.
Yeah. Well, before I get the contact info, just to kind of clarify, the content I create, the Omni content is the main series where it's an omni-channel presence, so you'll find me anywhere. And so one thing I often like to throw out there is that Poly Innovator is a brand that you can find on any platform. You can go to the most obscure social platform and bound to find a profile for me there.
Wow.
Or even on top of that, the Polymath Polycast is my show that I've been doing, and since the beginning of the quarantine, I've been doing many interviews for that show as well. And so that's been a big endeavor of mine recently.
Wow. Okay.
So the website.
So, hey, they can contact you everywhere. So there's no need for an email address. Just Google Poly Innovator.
The website is polyinnovator.space.
.space. All right. All right. Well, definitely appreciate you coming on with us today, Dustin. And, hey, like I said, you're definitely ahead of the curve, and I see a lot of great things happening in the future for you.
And thank you so much. Glad to be on.
You're welcome. And that's going to do it for Show 76 of Revealing Better Results. And have a great week, everyone. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.